The approaching whoosh is audible well before it's visible on Whistler's Valley Trail, the violent knell of yet another two-wheeled pedestrian death machine, rushing up behind you at what feels like breakneck speed. You freeze, send a silent prayer to the sky that they're paying full attention as they approach. Often they aren't. Quite often they are chatting with a friend on a separate death machine, or even riding two or three to their own, blaring terrible music, drunk, or, God help us all, FaceTiming or filming a TikTok. As they pass, often within what feels like inches, you realize breakneck speed is not inaccurate. If one of these bad boys were to actually hit you, it could absolutely break your neck, your back, your very will to live. The average e-bike weighs anywhere between 45 and 80 pounds, not factoring in the rider's weight, or all the toys and gear they're schlepping all over the valley. And yet they rush by, paying you no mind, hardly pedaling but still going an easy 25 kilometers an hour or more. It's true. E-bikes are great for the environment, and a game-changer for active transportation in the resort. But as more and more people realize that, and trade in the car for something more efficient, Whistler's Valley Trail seems to be getting more dangerous by the year. So it's encouraging to see the Resort Municipality of Whistler, RMOW, roll out a new active transportation strategy, with one of its main goals being to establish a comprehensive year-round active transportation network. To accomplish that, the RMOW acknowledges it will require advocating for active transportation accommodation on Highway 99, given that the Provincial Ministry of Transportation has authority and jurisdiction over all Highway 99 improvements. Let's hope the province is amenable to local advocacy efforts on that front, because the Valley Trail is seemingly nearing its limit for safe cycling these days. If Whistler is to get serious about ditching the passenger vehicles, a key plank in its climate action strategy, an e-bike commuter route along Highway 99 will be crucial. According to Fortune Business Insights, the global e-bike market size was valued at about US$37.47 billion in 2022, before jumping to US$43.32 billion in 2023. Fortune estimates the market will nearly triple by 2030, to US$119.72 billion. According to Mordor Intelligence, Canada's e-bike market size is US$33.76 million in 2024, projected to grow to US$86.27 million by 2029. What might that mean for Whistler? Well, imagine all those whooshing, whirring, two-wheeled pedestrian death machines you've been narrowly avoiding all summer. Then imagine a whole lot more of them. I can only speak for myself, of course, but I have had at least four very close calls on the Valley Trail this summer, just trying to walk my dog in my neighborhood. Massive, ripping e-bikes coming within inches of taking me out, without any word of prior warning, aside from the aforementioned death knell whoosh, and never a word of apology. It's not just e-bikes. A recent fifth close call involved a Whistler Super Senior, decked all out in spandex on a $2,000 plus racing bike, who simply could not wait for us slow-ass walkers to get out of their way, instead deciding to force themselves and their fancy bike through a perceived opening in the pack, coming within inches of taking out at least three people. And then there are the groups of meandering tourists, sometimes in a solid line up to 10 people strong, forcing you to wait with a forced smile as they dawdle past, going God knows where, but certainly not fast. I do prefer them to the speed demons, but putting a limit on these group sizes, or spreading them out somehow, is an easy first step to improving safety. The Valley Trail, with its 40-plus kilometers of paved pathways, is a marvel, and one of the absolute best aspects of Whistler. But it will soon become unusable for pedestrians at this rate. Like so many municipal documents, the RMOW's new active transportation strategy is long on big-picture vision, short on firm specifics, but it says a lot of the right things. Aside from advocating with the province for active transportation accommodation on Highway 99, it recognizes that establishing a true comprehensive active transportation network will also require things like more bicycle lanes and routes on municipal streets, sidewalks, upgrading and enhancing the existing valley trail, improvements to intersections and crossings, and, perhaps most importantly, interconnectivity between it all. But it won't be a quick fix. So as the RMOW works to make active transportation safer, in the meantime, maybe we can all just slow down a bit? Wishful thinking, I know,